Good morning. Well, we're back together again for Bible study, and we're studying. This study will be on the book of Joshua, and this recording is coming from Roland Springs Baptist Church, and we are studying precept Bible study. And we just completed our study on Romans at the end of the fall, and now we took a break, and we're ready to start back this August the 16th, and we're studying about Joshua. So before we begin, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again we thank you, Father, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us, Father, to study your word, that we may know you more. And we just pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit that dwells in our hearts will lead, guide, and direct each of us as we study. And Father, may we learn of you. And we ask for you to help us to live out, Father, your word in our lives, that you will get all the honor and glory. And we ask it now in the name of Jesus. To begin our study, we have to go back and look at the scriptures that were written before the book of Joshua in order to find where this study or this book was written. And we know that the first five books were written by Moses. And in looking at the scripture, we want to read a little bit concerning what chapter 1 of Joshua has to say. Then we will look back and see what it's referring to. Reading now Joshua 1, verse 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Moses' servant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. Now, in that first verse, this particular verse tells us about who Joshua was. We learn that he was the son of Nun, and that he was Moses' servant or assistant. And what he is doing now is crossing the Jordan with the people of Israel to the land God gave them. So let's look at some of the scriptures that leads up to this study. Looking at Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16, those verses tell us that Joshua was the leader of Israel's army, and he led Israel to defeat Amalek in battle. And then when you go on into Exodus 24 and Numbers 11, you find that again it tells us that he was Moses' servant and his attendant from his youth. Looking at Numbers chapter 13 and 14, we learn that he was the son of Nun from the tribe of Ephraim, and that was one of Joseph's sons. And his name was Hosea, but Moses called him Joshua. And he was chosen, as you go back into this study in Numbers, he was chosen by Moses to be one of the 12 spies to look at the land that they were going to go into, that God had given to them by promise, by covenant. So only Caleb and Joshua gave a good report, saying that Israel could take the land that the Lord had given them. Then we see that Caleb and Joshua, out of that whole generation of men, 20 years old and up, when Israel came out of Egypt, that only these two, Caleb and Joshua, were permitted to enter the land that was promised. And the others died in the wilderness during 38 years that followed. So the book of Joshua is at the end of 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And we know that wandering in the wilderness was brought about because of their disobedience and their disbelief. In Numbers 27, 15 through 23, tells us that the Lord told Moses to commission Joshua as a leader of the nation of Israel. So, also, that scripture describes him as a man in whom was the Spirit. So, at this time, Moses commissioned him in the sight of all of Israel. And then in Numbers 32, we see that Joshua was described along with Caleb as one who followed the Lord fully or wholly. And also in Numbers, we see that after going into the land, that Joshua and Eleazar, the priest, were the ones that who would give the land, divide the land up to the 12 tribes for their inheritance. And he would be the one that would cause Israel to inherit the land. Now, going to Deuteronomy chapter 3 and also chapter 34, we see where that the Lord, what he did to the two kings of the Amorites that Israel defeated in the battle. And then in Deuteronomy 34, Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. And why was he filled with that? It was because Moses had laid his hand on him. So now Joshua, being the leader of Israel, they listened to him. So in verses, chapter 1, verses 3 through 4, we see that the land that God gave to the people of Israel, and he gave them, it tells us in these verses, the boundaries. Verse 4 says, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. So, if you go back to the covenant that God made with Abraham, which is in Genesis 12, 1 through 7, the Lord told Abraham at this time to go into the land that he would show him. So, he led Abraham At that time, he was known as Abram. But he led him to the land of Canaan, and he promised it to him and his descendants. And that is why that it's called the Promised Land. And then as you go back and read Genesis 13, you see that the Lord told Abram that he would give the land to him and his descendants. And of course, all through Genesis, we see that God has made a covenant with Abraham and promised this land to his descendants. But he also, the Lord told Abram that his people would be enslaved for 400 years. And we know that enslavement was their being made slaves to Egypt. And then in the fourth generation, they'd be returned to the land of Canaan, that promised land. And so at this time, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. And then we see that later the Lord changed Jacob's name to Israel. So the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, are the ones that the Lord gave the land. So in the book of Exodus, we see that the Lord refers to the land promised to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he remembered his covenant with them. And as you look in the book of Leviticus, we see that the Lord told Israel that they were not to defile the land when they took it. They were not to practice abomination of the nations that were before them, because these nations worshiped idols. And so they were to continue to worship the Lord God only. Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord told that generation, those that came out of Egypt, that they would need to be strong to go in and possess the land. So in that book also, he called it the good land. And the days of Israel would be prolonged on the land as long as they obeyed the Lord. So now we see at the end of the study of Deuteronomy that Moses has died, and Israel mourned for him 30 days in the wilderness. And then the Lord told Joshua to lead the people into the land. Now, let's look at verses 5 through 9 of Joshua 1. What else we'll find that God is telling Joshua to do? In verse 5, no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, what is he saying? What is he telling Joshua in these verses 5 through 9? He is, first of all, telling Joshua that there's not going to be anyone that's going to be standing before them, no one that would be able to defeat Joshua. So the Lord is assuring them that as he has been with Moses, as he, the Lord, has been with Moses for 40 years in the wilderness, that he's going to be with Joshua as well. And when you look at that word strong, the word strong is to grow firm or to be bound fast or be attached, to be valiant and to conquer. And the word courageous is to be stout, strong, bold, alert. So here we see that God has had promised the land for years, for hundreds of years, but they had never possessed it. But now he is saying to them, I'm going to give you the land, so I want you to be strong and very courageous. I want you to be bold. And in verse 7, Joshua was to obey all the law that the Lord had given Moses. And in verse 8, he's saying that keeping the law and meditating on it day and night, he was to, in other words, to be constantly thinking about the word of the law. And the Lord also instructs Joshua. He was saying that you are to be obedient to all that is written in the book of the law. And then, being obedient to this, that he will make their way prosperous and that they would all have success. And in verse 9, he again repeats to them to be strong and courageous. This is the third time in this chapter that he is telling them to be strong, not to tremble or to be frightened or to be dismayed. So why was he not to be dismayed? Because the Lord has promised them, he says, I will be with you wherever you go. That was in verse 5. So he was the one that the Lord had chosen, Joshua was, to lead the people into the land that he had promised. Now let's look at verses 10 and 11. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you are to cross the Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. So the main point then is Joshua is commanding the officers that and the officers in turn are commanding the people to be prepared. And he tells them in 3 days, he already knows that in 3 days they were going to cross the Jordan and enter into the land. Look at verses 12 through 16, and let's continue to see what God is telling Joshua and the people and what he is promising them as he goes with them. Verse 12, to the Reubenites and the Kedites and the half-tribe of Manish, Joshua said, remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God gives you rest and will give you this land? Now remember, this verse is very important because Joshua is reminding them to remember the promise has already been made. And then he says, your wives, your little ones, your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you shall cross before your brothers in battle array, all your valiant warriors, and shall help them until the Lord gives your brothers rest as he gives you, and they also possess the land which the Lord your God is giving them. Then you shall return to your own land and possess that which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan toward the sunrise. They answered Joshua, saying, all that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Let's look at these verses 16 through 18 and see exactly what Joshua is saying to the people that the Lord has instructed Joshua. What did the 2.5 tribes reply to Joshua? They agreed with him, and they were willing to be sent wherever they were needed. In other words, Joshua had asked them to help fight for those that were on the west side of the Jordan. They desired that the Lord be with Joshua as he had been with Moses. And also they recognized Joshua as their leader, the leader of that nation. And again, the chapter ends in these last verses telling us that requesting Joshua to be strong and courageous. So again, we're seeing that Joshua is told over and over again to be strong and courageous. In other words, I'm going to be with you, the Lord said. So him being with you, he's going to give you the strength to be strong and to be courageous. Now, there's some more cross reference that you were supposed to look at in your workbook. And I will just go over these scriptures because they tie in with what we've just read, and they are all found in the New Testament. Remember, this Old Testament at this time only had been written, and the New Testament had not been. But we see when the New Testament was read, it refers back to the Old Testament. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. The Lord will never leave or forsake believers. Just as he told Joshua that same thing, there's no reason to be afraid of what man might do if the Lord is a helper, not leaving or forsaking believers. And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, we see where Paul is speaking to the Thessalonians, and he is telling them that God is faithful to strengthen, establish, and protect, and to guard believers from the evil one. He is the protector of his people now, as with Joshua. So we're seeing how that these scriptures are referring back to how that God has always been with his people. And John chapter 16, verse 33, the reason believers can take courage in the present world is because Jesus overcame the world. There will be tribulation in the world, but that is not to be the focus of Christians. And we know there in John 16 that Jesus, when he went to the cross and died for our sins, that he overcame the world because of sin. He covered the sins of the world, that all will believe upon his name shall be saved. Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. We're looking at verses 10 and 11. Now this is a command to be strong in the Lord, to be in the strength of his might, and to put on God's armor to stand against the devil. Excuse me. And here again we see where we today are encouraged to be strong in the Lord, in his strength and in his might. And then in the last scripture in the New Testament, which was also written by Paul, it's 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. And this verse calls believers to maturity, to act like men. It calls them to be firm. It calls us to be alert and watchful and strong. It's another commandment that God gave through the Holy Spirit in his written word. They command to be strong. It's not just something that is said, but it's a command. If you were to notice, if you did your markings of to see your key words, that was one of the key words, a command or commanded. And here we see that even today, as we study the word, that we're commanded to be strong and to be courageous. So, this strong and courageous was connected to Joshua's obedience to the word of the Lord. And it also is connected with our obedience to the Lord today. So, after you have studied this and you have highlighted these key words, what do you find is the theme of this chapter? And if we look back at what we've just talked about, the theme would be Joshua, be strong and courageous. The Lord is with you. Be strong. Joshua, be strong and courageous. The Lord is with you. So, as we continue our study in the book of Joshua, be much in prayer that God will teach us his word and his way, and that we will follow his commandments and follow and be obedient to his word. Thank you for this study, Lord. We just praise your great name because it is such encouragement. It's such assurance, Father, because we know your word is truth, because Jesus taught us in the New Testament that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, that only through him can we have our relationship with God, with you, Father. And we're so thankful for these that have been obedient to you through the Holy Spirit to write down your word, that we may know you more. Thank you, Father, for each one that is present today and for those that are listening. I pray your blessings upon each one. Continue, Father, to teach us, to lead us, that we may live it out in our lives to glorify you. And I ask it in the name of Jesus. And next week we will continue our study, and our study is going to include in lesson 2, chapters 2, 3, 4, and 5. So study now. Start and read each of these chapters and see what God is telling us through His Word in these next chapters. And be much in prayer. Pray for me and pray for one another. And God bless you all.